This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 31st of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Seoul, 1028, expected Humber, 1031 by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cira, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time, then becoming southerly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. South at Cira, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty 4th, variable 3 or 4, but northerly 4 to 6 at first in west forties, then becoming southwesterly or southerly 3 or 4, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 3 or less, but northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in east Dogger, becoming southerly 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming east or northeast 4 or 5 later, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, north veering east or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 at first in southeast, otherwise northeast 4 to 6, veering east, mainly fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in southeast, veering southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Showers in west, good. Fitzroy, easterly veering southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 2 or 3 later in south. Showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, but becoming east or southeast 4 to 6. Fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly later, 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 at first in Shannon. Occasional rain, but fog patches at first in Shannon. Good. Occasionally very poor at first in Shannon. Bailey, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by west 4, drizzle, 1200 metres, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 5, slight drizzle, 9 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast 1, 16 miles, 1022, now falling. Wick, south by west 2, 9 miles, 1023, now falling. Aberdeen, calm, 16 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Lucas, west 1, 27 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Boomer, west by south 2, 16 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1025, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 2, 11 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-northwest 2, 1026, rising. Jersey, north-northwest 2, 5 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 5, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, northwest 3, 5 miles, 1028, now falling. Milford Haven, north-northeast 1, 6 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 2, 11 miles, 1,028, rising more slowly. Valley, south-southwest 2, 6 miles, 1,027, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 3, 4 miles, 1,027, rising more slowly. Valentia, south by east 2, 6 miles, 1,027, now falling. Ronald's Way, north 1, 11 miles, 1,027, rising more slowly. Malinhead, south 2, mist, 4 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 2, 16 miles, 1,025, rising more slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will lead to a good deal of fair weather and lighter winds for a time across the inshore waters overnight and Monday. A weakening frontal system will carry some rain across the north and northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in north, occasionally 2 later in Murray Firth. Rain later in northwest, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, varying northeasterly 2 to 4, varying easterly later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly, varying northeasterly or easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North, veering east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast, veering east 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in west. Fair, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable mainly south, becoming southeast later 2 to 4. Fair, mist or fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Isle of Man, south or southwest 2 to 4, backing east or southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, mist and fog patches for a time, good, occasionally poor or very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable becoming mainly south, becoming southeast later 2 to 4. Rain at first in north, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, backing southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ard the Merchant Point. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly later 3 to 5. Drizzle or rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath. Southwest, backing south or southeast later, 4 to 6. Drizzle or rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in east. Rain for time, good, occasionally moderate for a time. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Your marriage, like my boxing career, is over.
Our sweeping generational drama series returns, and it's 1988.
we are proving that mixed marriages do work.
Old and new identities clash in multicultural Britain.
I think it is sexist, Mom.
It's tradition.
It's a sexist tradition.
Faith, Hope and Glory from Radio 4.
I have a right to see my own daughter.
Not when she doesn't want to see you.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Yeah, it's well worth it. Good series. Now on BBC Radio 4, we're approaching the end of our day and about to pass the baton to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, who are standing by with a newsroom. Then at 1:30, Jim Al-Khalili meets Professor Anna Cora. Anna's an environmental engineer at Imperial College London, and her current research into underground CO2 storage could hold the key to decarbonising British industry. That's the Life Scientific in half an hour on the BBC World Service. Stay listening to this frequency. And over on our sister station in a moment, it's Desert Island Discs Revisited with Simon Sharma. That's on Radio 4 Extra. This is Chris Aldridge. Thank you for your company, and do have a peaceful night, won't you? From all of us here at Radio 4, good night.
In a sharp change of tone, President Trump says he's very angry with Vladimir Putin after weeks of trying to negotiate a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Also coming up on the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil.
Paramedics and civil defence rescuers were killed, targeted directly and fatally while inside their ambulances and emergency vehicles, on their way to save lives and assist the wounded.
The Red Cross expresses its outrage at the deaths of 8 of its medics killed by Israeli troops in Gaza. Aid deliveries start to reach earthquake-stricken areas of Myanmar, but humanitarian agencies say it's just a fraction of what's required.
People are in need of shelter, in need of healthcare. They're running out of water. And so we're seeing the onset of really quite a significant humanitarian disaster.
And a test rocket it was hoped would kickstart European satellite launches crashes back to Earth seconds after takeoff. That's after this bulletin.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Trump has told a US broadcaster that he's become very angry with Vladimir Putin after weeks of trying to negotiate a ceasefire with Ukraine. Mr. Trump also threatened to impose secondary tariffs on countries that buy Russian oil if Mr. Putin obstructed a ceasefire, James Landell reports.
NBC News said that in a 10-minute phone interview, Mr. Trump told them he was very angry when Mr. Putin criticised the credibility of Mr. Zelensky's leadership. Mr. Trump also threatened to target Russia's economy if Mr. Putin refused to agree a ceasefire within a month, and Mr. Trump thought it was Russia's fault. In such a case, Mr. Trump said he would impose secondary tariffs of up to 50% on goods entering the US from countries still buying oil from Russia. The biggest such buyers by a long margin are China and India.
In the same interview, President Trump mused about a third term, saying he wasn't joking about seeking the office again, but that it was far too early to think about it. The 22nd Amendment to the US Constitution explicitly bars anyone from being elected president more than twice. Mr. Trump told NBC there were methods by which it could be done, but declined to elaborate. The World Health Organization says it's managed to deliver emergency medical supplies to the main hospital in Mandalay, the city worst hit by Friday's earthquake in Myanmar. It says hospitals in the disaster zone are overwhelmed with thousands of injured people. Samir Wanmali from the World Food Programme told the BBC time is running out.
We are really in a state where time is not on our side. WFP
can and is able to scale up specifically a food response, but also to work with other agencies in setting up emergency logistics and emergency telecoms. What is really holding us back right now is having the right amount of resources in a timely manner so that we can begin this